We're counting down.
Week 4.
Shalosh. Shtayim. Echad. Week 4!
Week 4! By the way, when we scream out week 4, gentle viewers, listeners, that means press week 4 on your DVD. I think it's self-explanatory. Here we go. Now, some people, I think, were mystified as to why is the screen black
for
so long.
I'm mystified.
Are you real? You don't know?
I'm mystified and a little scared.
Stupefied?
I wouldn't say that.
Because I'm mimicking the opening of the Lord of the Rings films. All four of them open with monologue over black.
Look at you.
And then the music sort of slightly comes up. And I got, because I have the complete soundtrack scores of all three films on my iPod,
Look at you, or should I say, listen to you. You know, I missed this.
Lord of the Rings.
I heard this was amazing.
Yeah, the two golems.
Yeah, oh wow.
It's just very, very clever.
I saw some of the rehearsal. I unfortunately didn't see the whole production.
It's great. I put a lot of it into the... I was so taken with the performance. I put a lot of footage into the... all the plays, I thought, were really quite strong this year. But I love the Lord of the Rings. And I do like their sort of 30-minute version of the entire trilogy. That was pretty clever. Yeah. Gandalf the White.
So much action.
Action-packed.
I was nervous, actually, with the weapons, I admit.
Well, you're a nervous Nelly. What can I say?
Safety. Safety first.
Safety first. Comedy second.
And Michael Jackson. Yeah, that's perfect. Interesting.
Now this, so I used a few of my favorite tracks of music. So we had some music from The Shire that opened the segment. We had music from of the Fellowship in Moria. And this music is from The Lighting of the Beacons in Return of the King.
I think it's safe to say, instant classic.
This play or
instant
Return of the King?
This play.
No, the play is great.
An instant Machaneh Ruma classic. And
this
Reading
music
Torah.
Is also from Lord of the Rings.
Reading Torah, always a classic.
I'm just kidding about that last part.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Bar Mitzvah.
Yeah. This is great. You know, it's always fun. You know, it's not every summer that we get to have a Bar Mitzvah at camp. But that was great. That was a lot of fun. I was glad to put some footage in. And here's more swing footage.
Whoa,
like this shot from
shot.
Up on the Alpine Tower. Pretty good. Week 4, we're really
Week 4.
Summer's flying by.
Flying by.
Let's go, Ethan Lindsay. Let's go, Ethan Witkowski. Let's just call Ethan.
I've called Ethan Witkowski. I've forgotten that there's snow outside.
There is a
this,
lot of snow
this,
outside.
Watching this DVD has brought me back to the summer.
Right. Well, you also have very short attention span.
Well, that is part of it.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I forgot that. Hi, I'm David.
I forgot to remember to forget you. It's like Memento here on the podcast commentary.
You were bringing up some scary movies.
Memento is a great movie. We are talking about movies out there. That's because I talk about movies a lot.
It's a scary movie. Not scary like in the monster sense.
In what sense
it's
is it scary?
In the psychological sense.
No, it's great. It's great. I mean,
got a little recoup action.
And this is this is Yom Yuchad footage, I believe, from Tzad Aleph, that fourth week. This is like going through the Red Sea. I think they had a day about different time periods in Jewish history.
Jewish history,
and now
you
say? Yeah, I do. And now that was a quick shot of those Shofimers out in Machaneh Dalid, which is it's gross out there.
Mosquito-like.
Not a place I like to go too often.
Going on over there, a lot of running.
Are you just now narrating? Are we devolved here in week 4? We just narrating what's
happening. I'm
now. Now jewelry making. now raising her arm.
I'm
now
very focused,
moving.
Josh.
Now bracelet. More bracelet.
Well, what
talking
the focus
about
these campers are.
Bracelet. No, this is great. We're in the Kiss Run Yeah segment. Also, I mean, a very, very challenging week to put together, but I think.
A rewarding week.
I love just like walking around with the video camera and watching
this
all
this. This is another one of the awesome things that we do at camp.
Really high level stuff that's happening. It's really cool. So that was jewelry making. We had tennis.
Some, yeah, she's running out. It was really amazing this summer.
Yeah. We had some good groups. I mean, frankly, we've had great groups every summer. We've been really very lucky. I think
looking forward to it. Kai's
this summer, I know we're cooking up
some good discussions about what Kishonia.
So we're gonna bring back some old favorites, and we've got a bunch of interesting new ones. Yeah, I think it's gonna be great. Well, we usually try. You know, we try to offer about 11 or 12 groups, and so you know, generally about half of them are sort of the ones you bring back year after year. You know, Rick and Rose doing tennis and frisbee, Paul doing cooking, Ami doing acapella. Then we try to mix it up with, because mixing it up
that's what
is
we
what
do.
We do here, right?
We elevate summer
risk
and mix it up.
Is our business. I can't really do William Shatner in Brick Nation, but that was, some of my favorite Star Trek.
Ooh, a little Law and Order.
Yeah, this was good too. Husband and wife, prosecutor and defense attorney. I spent some time just sort of hanging out and watching.
Yeah, I did too.
They're great. I mean, it was really a very serious sort of high level something. They really sort of went through a murder trial. I mean, I don't know if you saw the whole binders about the trial with all the photos
and
evidence.
The research and everything. It was really great.
Yeah,
this
and of course,
usually
always a big hit. I have made this chicken recipe so good, so good. I have not made any Paul's desserts. I'm not
really
hungry
right now.
Dessert.
I could go for a snack.
Are you a baker? Do you like to bake?
That collard looked delicious.
Focus, Davey. Do you like to bake?
I need to learn how to bake. I was recently talking with a friend who makes these delicious banana muffins, and I would like him to teach me how.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He teaches at the Gann Academy, where many of our students go. Really? Many of our campers go who are students.
And here we are with the paper. I mean, this is just, again, just like each one, you know, I can't repeat myself enough. I mean, you look at some of the finished work that these kids did in this paper cutting. It's amazing.
Are you looking at that?
I am looking at that.
Yeah, I'm looking at that.
But yeah, awesome. I love to cook. I mean, I cook almost every night, but I don't...
Oh, bake. No,
I don't
like
bake.
Cook. I'm not a big baker.
You know why it is? Because when I learned how to cook in college, mm-hmm. in an apartment where the oven really didn't work.
Right.
So I really learned how to cook on the stovetop.
Right.
So even today...
You have.
Right. I don't use the oven that much. I still use it. I just didn't get my hand around baking.
Like to eat a little stir fry?
Can't really bake. No, I mean, much more elaborate things than stir fry, but I'm
just
saying...
throwing things out there.
Yeah. Okay.
So you got a problem with stir fry?
That's fine. I think.
Is that a lower...
You can make more than just stir fry on the stovetop, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. Oh, here's
more
Bible wraps
over the Bible wraps footage. Pretty good. And it actually syncs up if you watch it carefully.
I'm trying to, but you're talking.
I know, I'm talking. Well, that's sort of what the...
audio
see how it's synced up? Not there. It will one more time, I think. Right here.
Oh, that was awesome. That was great.
And there's one more. I think we cut back to Melissa. Right here. Yeah, that's it. And then that's always fun. I love to throw a little
this
bit of
that great. Into
the
music. Some great songs
Peace.
Written.
Oh, my God. I mean...
P to the A to the L to the Murray.
I love that. I did have to edit out the making fun of Berkshire's elements of the song. I just left in the things
we love
that,
our brothers and sisters
on
over at Muffin.
Why we are good and not why they are bad. But I think my audio editing was pretty seamless. Hopefully people didn't notice.
Oh, some good moves.
Yeah. This was a great new addition to Kishonia last year. This flag football that Sean and Ellie ran. This is a great group.
Yeah,
that's
incorporating our educational theme of the summer.
Which is running, jumping, and tackling. Oh, no, you're still talking about the song.
Yes, running, jumping, tackling. Our educational
theme. That's our
theme.
New theme. This iPod cover, I love that. It's so clever.
Breakfast. Everybody's talking about...
Well, this rap sort of goes through the whole day at camp. Again, it's edited a little bit to make it fit with the footage.
I just think it's interesting. I'm hungry, and they happen to be singing about food.
Right. You've been hungry all day. I'm hungry, too.
You know, I didn't have a big enough breakfast.
We were talking about having a second lunch.
Around 2, we were going to have second lunch. I love second lunch.
Most of Davies and my day here at the Novice is really centered around what are we going to have for lunch, or what did we have for lunch?
Here in sweet, sweet Norwood.
And then, of course, the 5-star basketball guys, they've also been, these guys have been here every, different coaches from the 5-star basketball organization, but
really high-level coaches, you know, learning skills, proving.
And again, you see a lot of only actual baskets make it into the yearbook. If you see somebody shooting and you don't see what happened, they missed. Ooh. The acapella.
Ami, he's a veteran.
Oh my god, it's great stuff.
Ami used to be a rusher at Machanero.
For many years, 7 years, I think. And he was on staff even before. I think he was Roche for 7 years. He was on staff even before that. Ami actually used to teach fencing. When Ami was like an EA at camp, he taught fencing. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have to explain that to the ACA anymore. I'm sorry, so you use what now in this program? Sharp?
We have swords here at camp.
We have swords. Have I mentioned my idea for a new hoop for summer? Javelin catching? It's dangerous, I suppose. A little dangerous. But I think it'd be fun. I'm not going to sing it. We'll be quiet.
Yeah, I just want to hear this part.
Exciting podcast commentary, isn't it?
Nice. Got some such talented kids.
Well, you could also go home and watch the yearbook without us.
Well, first of all, I'm going to watch the yearbook without the audio commentary.
Right.
And then I'm going to watch it with the audio commentary.
Right.
And then I'm probably going to watch it again.
Then you're going to watch the first 5 minutes of it again 100 times.
Well, I just want to... that's true. I'm talking about on my own time. Right, no, I'm not talking about for work. Right. I'm talking about my own time. You know, get different perspectives. Oh, good save. Ultimate Frisbee, man. Huge story.
I love Ultimate Frisbee. Yeah, it's big. I mean, at least these kids are... I mean, there's some amazing movies.
Oh, they got Ethan Mikowski out there.
He's yeah.
It's a good one. Woo! And no rain.
No rain. Well, beautiful. Not on camera.
Beautiful.
No rain on Jimmy's the video house. Yearbook.
The other day, somebody was asking me if anyone's at camp right now.
Right.
And I said, well, Jimmy's there.
Right.
And they said, who's Jimmy? Jimmy lives at camp all year round.
A camper was asking
about this. Yeah.
They didn't know who Jimmy was?
Not everybody knows who Jimmy is.
That's true.
Want to tell people who Jimmy is?
Jimmy is our head groundskeeper.
Right. He lives at camp all year round. He's there making sure everything's okay.
He's the guy who fixes things.
He's got a nice dog.
Things go wrong. Yes.
Oh,
love the ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck, yeah.
My biggest regret about climbing the administrative ladder at camp is that I'm too busy to be able to spend like 3 hours just driving around camp in the ice cream truck when it comes. I used to always volunteer to do that because I was just, bringing joy to the hearts of campers. Sorry with their Miss America wave.
Yeah, Yehuda.
Yehuda wanted to get in on the fun, I guess, on that last Friday. And now this is footage from the very last night, Saturday night, first session. I walked around to all the Tzadala.
Look at that.
Look at this. This stuff is amazing. I love taking the camera into Omanud on the last night camp. Take a look at the Omanud Nagar present. Look at this stuff.
I'm blown away.
It really is pretty mind boggling.
It really is awesome.
Our campers are awesome. I like that little display. Davey's that making you hungry?
Man, it's really
paintings of
between apples. Weeks, I'm gonna have to have a snack.
See, that's a dove. Would you like to eat a dove?
I have some trail mix in my cabin.
Dove flavored trail mix or dove owl flavored?
Owl flavored? What are you saying?
Well, the birds. I wasn't just the fowl on camera. Was making you hungry also.
I might have chicken today.
I feel like chicken tonight.
Look at this Ruah. Look at these guys.
Yeah.
Loving camp.
The video ever goes fast.
It does, man. We're almost done with the first session.
I know.
It's amazing.
And we're way more than halfway done with the yearbook also because Kishron Yah was first month that made the first month between the intro and the Kishron Yah segment.
Makes it a little longer.
First month segment is about 8 minutes longer than the second session. Camp White Havdalah.
Yep.
Another relatively new tradition the last couple years. I really like that. I'm glad that we still do, with the adult most.
Yeah, they're both nice to do a Kitzad or to do it to Kedah.
Any opportunity for the whole camp to come together, I really like. I think that's a good thing. And these are good stuff.
Powerful, you get the whole community together.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's why I like the camp wide programming so much. I think it's just fun.
Well, it's nice for everybody to see each other.
Yeah. Let's call it.
That's
it. Right. See you in second session.